And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show, Mornings with the Leader Man, here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB, and heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
What day is it today?
It's Wednesday.
Jesus, only Wednesday?
Get some coffee.
You woke me up.
Definitely need my coffee.
You know what I really need?
What?
What do you need?
Caffeinated bacon?
Genius.
I can get behind that.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Let's light this candle.
You know what time it is?
What is it?
Showtime.
Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. You're listening to Mornings with the Leader Man. Obviously, Steve is not here. I am again chained to his seat. We're here in the second hour of the most listened to talk radio show here in the Moore County area. And I am playing Twisted Sister at request. I have David Hensley in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, David.
That isn't a very, very appropriate theme song leading out of the previous hour with Dr. Carol Swain.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't get it together before the... Your request came a little late for me to get
we
in
the
line.
People are not going to take it anymore, but before we proceed, let me do the weather this morning.
Okay? Yes, you can do the weather this
Thank
morning.
Thank you. Everybody, reach into your pocket, pull out your smartphone, and click on that weather app.
Yeah. Heck, just step outside. That's the weather, because that's about as... Right as you're going to be.
Beautiful, cool morning.
It won't stay that way, though, but it's good. I also have in the studio with me Steve Woodward. Good morning again, Steve.
Good morning, Dorothy. Great to be with you on this wistful Wednesday in the Sand Hills.
The day I keep thinking is Thursday.
Yes.
It's too early. I'm trying to get this week over. Can you not tell?
And I observe that we have a guest.
Yes, we do have a guest. We have Ken Benway in the studio this morning. Good morning, Ken. You're here to talk about your upcoming event this weekend.
Good morning, Dorothy. Thanks for having me. Yep, we're going to have a great event here Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Freedom Hall at 310 Kaiser Street in Aberdeen,
right
up on the hill. And we're going to have a Moore County Family Readiness Day muster.
Okay.
We figure that's... The timing is about right.
Yeah, considering we just had remnants of, I think she was still a hurricane. I don't know if she was still a hurricane when she went over us, but Debbie drenched us with lots of rain and a couple of power outages, so it kind of brings it to the forefront of everybody's mind to be prepared.
Sure, things are unpredictable.
Always. Weather's always unpredictable.
Especially nowadays. But the genesis of this whole thing was our power outage back in December of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
We lost power for 5 days there. The result of criminal activity. We still haven't found out who that is, by the way.
I don't think we ever will, honestly.
That's my guess. May never. But about day two of that outage, people were heading up the tramway and sitting in lines to get gasoline and,
mm-hmm.
and buy food and fuel for their generators.
Yeah, I know. It got busy over my way. So
sure did. And by about day five, all that stuff you have in your refrigerator, it was a goner.
Yeah.
The reality is the average household has only about 5 days of non-perishable food on hand.
Mm.
Because of the just-in-time supply system, that's about how long your grocery store has food on the shelves. Anyway, so after in an extended outage, longer than we experienced before, and we're looking at a scenario of up to 30 or more days here to work with, about day five and day 10, people are starting to really get desperate for food.
Yeah.
So our push here is to get people prepared and have enough food. to withstand a 30-day interruption in power on a regional basis. That's entirely doable these days. It's kind of the poor man's target. A $99 drone and some explosives can take out a transformer farm. And we've added about 10-plus million uninvited guests to our country. Tens of thousands of fighting-age male Chinese. We're kind of inviting some kind of a problem. In fact, our intelligence services are telling us that a terrorist event is likely. Then you add in the hurricane, the wild card hurricane. So it's incumbent, I think, on us to help families prepare to withstand these kinds of events. And
well, I also think we're way overdue for a snow. A blizzarding, nasty snow.
Yep. I recall 2000, we had, 18 to 20 inches of snow dumped on us overnight?
Yeah. So between hurricane, snow, and threats of attacks, we need to be prepared for anything.
Yeah. Back during the five-day outage, many people were saying, boy, next time I'm going to be ready. Now, here's the opportunity to do that. We're going to have Moore County emergency management in to talk. We're going to talk about food and food processing and preservation. We're going to talk about communications. We're going to talk about water acquisition and treatment.
Yeah, because that's just as important as food.
That's right.
Almost more important than food.
Well, you can last pretty much 3 weeks or so without food. 3 days is about the limit.
It's only a matter of days with no water. So
right. So we're going to spend about 4 hours talking to people about the key issues associated with emergency planning and sustainment, and hopefully from that we can generate some additional time to address some of these things in greater detail down the road. We got one plumber, for instance, who's pretty much broken the code on how to retrofit our electric well pumps with hand operated things.
That would be a smart thing to have.
About 50% of the water consumed in Moore County by humans is through wells.
Yeah, I remember seeing during that outage that horse farmers were having issues watering their horses because they all had wells and nobody could use them.
You bet. So we hope to generate from this one day of focus some focused efforts to enhance readiness. We're also going to feed everybody at lunch. We got
The promise of food.
We're
not just going to talk about food. You're going to actually provide food. That's
exactly.
Good.
Yeah. Ron Burt and his team are going to provide some our pulled pork and hot dogs for our enjoyment. And we invite everybody to come.
Is he bringing recipes too, so people know how to replicate that when they have a power outage themselves? So that way, they can use some of the stuff in their refrigerator.
Interestingly, we're gonna post on the GOP website after this event a series of digital links that will give you some more depth on each of these topics. And maybe we'll throw the lunch piece in.
I'm just thinking, if you find yourself in a power outage, you've got a grill, and you've got a piece of pork in the freezer that you should cook before.
There you go.
Knowing how to do that would be handy.
Yeah. We'll
especially
the,
if you're not used to using a grill on a regular basis. If you don't do much more than hot dogs and steaks, who's
Sure.
So that might be handy.
In fact, the County Extension Service is going to talk to food preservation in some detail as well. So anyway, this I think is a timely event.
Yes.
I think a lot of people know that we need this kind of information, and we hope to see a large crowd.
Well, I wish you well. I hope everybody comes out Saturday.
Saturday 17th? It starts at 10 o'clock. Registration begins at 9.
Okay.
Parking is inside the fence next to the hall or in the overflow up the street at the corner of Harris and Kaiser.
Okay.
No on-street parking, please.
Okay. Well, if they park on street, I bet they'll be towed away or something or ticketed. So let's not do that.
The sheriff is one of our speakers.
Okay. So, yeah, if you park in the wrong place, you'll know right away.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate you coming in again.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.